Danny slowed to a trot and rode out onto the plain, losing herself in the green, blessedly alone. In the Khalasar, she was never alone. Khal Drogo came to her only after the sun went down, but her handmaids fed her and bathed her and slept by the door of her tent. Drogo's blood riders and the men of her cars were never far, and her brother was an unwelcome shadow day and night. Danny could hear him at the top of the ridge, his voice shrill with anger as he shouted at Ser Jorah. She rode on, submerging herself deeper in the Dothraki Sea. The green swallowed her up. The air was rich with the scents of earth and grass, mixed with the smell of horseflesh and Danny's sweat and the oil in her hair. Dothraki smells. They seemed to belong here. Danny breathed it all in, laughing. She had a sudden urge to feel the ground beneath her, to curl her toes in the thick black soil. Swinging down from her saddle, she let the silver graze while she pulled off her high boots. Viserys came upon her as suddenly as a summer storm, his horse rearing beneath him as he reined up too hard. "You dare!" he screamed at her. "You give commands to me, to me!" He bolted off his horse, stumbling as he landed. His face was flushed as he struggled back to his feet. He grabbed her, shook her. "Have you forgotten who you are? Look at you! Look at you!"